We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, the sports gods have given us a lot for today. And let's hope by the time we go to bed tonight that we're happy. I mean, this thing could go in one of four directions. Love it all. Hate it all. Like what the Sixers did, don't like what the Eagles did. Or like what the Eagles did, don't like what the Sixers did. Look, I think the Sixers are going to win tonight. I also thought they were going to win game two. So, you know, we'll see. Big night for both teams tonight. By the way, speaking of big things up ahead, Seltzer, I know you and Fritzy, you got a high hopes thing going on here.
That's right. Saturday night, man. Come hang out. Fritzy and I, we are going to be at the Green Parrot in Newtown. It's our first high hopes watch.
I love that place.
It's a great place, right? Yeah. So I went to high school in Newtown. I've been to the Green Parrot many times. Awesome, awesome spot. Great food, great drinks. And we'll be doing trivia as well. In addition to the watch party, people have a chance to win all kinds of cool prizes, Miller Lite merch, Phillies prizes as well. Three winners going to walk away with a pair of tickets to see the Phils as well. And of course, we're going to watch the Phillies and the Padres that night. $3.50 Miller Lite specials, pints, fabulous pub grub food at the Green Parrot in Newtown this Saturday night. Starts at 7:30. Miller Lites for Phils win. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, so Seltzer, you like to go by Mr. Baseball, you know, like Tom Selleck.
Yes, that is actually, I was thinking of changing my name, but I'm probably not going
to. Less hair chest, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, less hair everywhere.
I would hope so. All right, so I want to see if you noticed, and Rhea, if you noticed, and John, if you noticed, what I told you yesterday to notice in the second game of the Phillies-Reds series. Because there's only one more shot, no one did. Did you notice the bad camera angle? When you watch the Reds game, the camera is too far in left field for a real fair assessment of the balls and strikes.
I would actually like to thank you for ruining my baseball experience yesterday, because I wouldn't have noticed that. And I thought about it. Yeah,
I was thinking.
It is a little off-center.
It's way off-center.
I mean, a little too much
off-center.
Than
what I would be seeing under ordinary circumstances.
It really is.
Is it that inaccurate? I don't know how inaccurate it is that what I'm seeing.
It's pretty far over, man.
So I was thinking about it on occasion.
Yeah, no, if anyone
like,
does
that one probably was. And I thought that probably 12 times.
Well, especially with the pitcher, like the big lefty, like a lot of those balls crossing the plate like that. It was hard to tell. It really was.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, check it out today. You know, the Phillies are, of course, right of dead on. But enough good that you get a pretty good view of the of home plate from when the Phillies broadcast in Citizens Bank Park. But this Reds thing, man, you are all the way over there. So
you ruined that. You ruined the Billy Joel song. It's like, you know, now the Kinks song earlier, that's done for me.
Well, there's a few. I got a couple more in my arsenal.
No, stop.
I'll get to more. All right, let's not ruin something. Let's talk about something. You know, new rookies are about to come through the door, including, you know, one that'll be announced today, and he'll be in town this weekend. Fletcher Cox spoke a couple weeks ago when he, about a month after he retired, you remember Fletcher had a press conference. And in that press conference, he was asked about what advice would he have for a rookie coming to Philadelphia. Here's what Fletcher Cox, who had a great career, he had a great rookie year. He had a spectacular career. Here's what Fletcher said his advice to a rookie would be.
Come humble. And ready to work, because it's not easy here. Got to have thick skin. The media is, you know, the fans love you, media love you. But, you know, the biggest part is, you know, make sure you come in with a clear mind, you know, a humble mind, and be ready to be around some really, really good teammates and good coaching.
Put another way, don't be Ben Simmons. You know, that's the don't be Ben Simmons. Don't be a horse's ass. 215-592-9494. Speaking of advice, life advice with the hammer in about 10 minutes. Eric in Cherry Hill right now. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi, Eric.
Some draft, but real quick about the Phillies. I said it, you know, about 2 weeks ago for the 7-game win streak. This is just what they're going to do. They're going to frustrate us. You know, we're going to make the playoffs. We're going to, you know, it's just, you know.
Eric, I'm not too frustrated. Look, 15-10 is pretty good. What's incredible is that the Braves are 17-6. I mean, they are a regular season
machine.
They're a wagon. They lost their best pitcher, probably their second best player, and they just win at a clip that is astounding.
Yeah, I mean, I'm frustrated, just like the way they keep losing. Yeah. But anyway, for the draft, you know, I know somebody said, you know, we shouldn't go after a pass rusher, but what do you guys think about this guy Latu? I keep seeing him anywhere from 10 to like 23 going to the Cardinals.
Yep.
Like,
well, he was productive when he had 13 sacks last couple of years at UCLA. The issue Jimmy brought up the other day, he had a neck surgery. Leave football for a while, which, you know, that is a major concern.
I was wondering whether
football would work for him or not. But he's past that, and he is considered, he's going to be at the top of the first round in this draft. He's going to make a lot of hay getting after quarterbacks, and he can do that. He's got all the measurables that you'd want. It's just the injury potential that's my biggest concern.
Because, you know, Eric, after the neck, it could be, you know, my neck and then maybe my back.
Back could also be in there, yeah.
those
that get it, and those that don't, I'm so sorry. There's just only so much we can say on the air sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, give me a great answer, Eric, for a meeting you wish you were a fly on the wall at.
Yeah, I'd love to be at the exit meeting between Kraft and Belichick.
Wow.
Wow, that's a great answer.
I think they had one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had one. Boy, is that a good answer. I like that a lot. Let's listen to Quinyon Mitchell. He is a player the Eagles could draft. Might take some maneuvering to get to where he is slotted to go. A few spots in front of the Birds. He talked a little bit ago. This actually goes back, I think, a month or two, whatever it was, whenever the Senior Bowl was. Here's Quinyon Mitchell back then about the Eagles.
Now, you said you met with the Eagles. Have they said anything particular about your game?
No, just talking ball, you know what I'm saying, just talking about my background and stuff like that. So just having, you know what I'm saying, conversation.
Now, any players you model your game after?
Darius Slay models his game after, who's been a good Eagle.
Good.
Frustrates us at times, but he's been a good Eagle.
And Quinyon Mitchell, remember, he's the guy. He's at the top of the cornerback list with the guy that I like, Arnold guy. Yeah. There are rumors that the Eagles really like this Mitchell guy, that he is potentially the guy that they would trade up for.
I mean, he's really a viable option. I mean, they'd have to move
up. Toledo.
Yeah.
The issue with him is the level of competition. You know, he was, the way that you evaluate a cornerback, you know, like number of catches that people got on him or number of touchdowns allowed, like he didn't allow anything, but it's at Toledo. So you have to weigh that a little bit. And but the measurables, when you run a 4.3 flat, it's pretty nice.
I just hope he doesn't model his off-the-field, you know, game after Darius Slay.
You know, the Slay thing is a weird one because he seems like a good guy, but he's annoying.
He's so annoying.
He's an annoying good guy. Like,
He's not a bad guy.
Not a bad guy.
No, he just is like, shut up.
But Darius, if people want to call you Darius or Darius Slay, then let people call you Darius or Darius Slay.
Like, and just maybe sometimes don't do the video.
He's got
maybe sometimes say, you know what, I'm not going to record this one. Right, you know, once in a while.
Right. All right. By the way, more of Quinyon Mitchell, because in a different time, he talked to John Clark. You know, he had a visit to the Eagles. So this is one of those guys that the Eagles prioritized to have him visit, and he chose to. Here's Quinyon Mitchell with John Clark recently.
How was your visit in Philly with the Eagles?
Yeah, it went good. You know, Coach Kendall and the head coach, they best friends. So I was talking a little trash to him. So, yeah, it was really good.
Did you take the hoops test with Nick Sirianni, the competition?
Nah, he didn't want to play hoops, so I ain't do it.
the Eagles have been rumored to want to move up and get you.
Yeah.
What do you think it would be like to be an Eagle?
I mean, it'd be great. Great plan for that city and plan for that fan base, so I really enjoy it.
Have the Eagles showed interest in you?
Yeah, they brought me on the visit, and then the visit went great, just meeting everybody there, so I feel like it went good.
What would you bring as a corner?
What would I bring?
Yeah.
Just intensity, ball skills, turnovers, and interceptions, so that's what I bring.
The answer should have been pain
did
from
you?
Mr. T's playbook, but that's
that would have been awesome.
Pain.
Did you notice when John asked him, hey, the Eagles could be considering trading up for you, mm-hmm. the knowing yeah coming from him, from Quinion Mitchell?
Sure.
Like, to me, can we listen to that one again? Do you have that one set aside, Jimmy, where he's talking about the Eagles
the whole
could
thing?
Consider
all
trading
50 seconds
up
again?
To get you? No,
he,
there was just
he can't
one.
Do that. You,
right.
James,
I
you
can't dive
in
the middle. No,
that's fine. The thing was, they talked about the Eagles going up and getting
yeah.
him. And the way he said, yeah, the way he agreed.
That his agent's telling him something?
It was like it wasn't yeah. the first time he was hearing
well,
that.
Again,
this was at the Senior
knowing.
Bowl, though, right?
Well, like, let's also remember. No, I think this was more recent.
Oh, the second one was more recent. Yeah. Okay, yes. My fault.
And let's remember the relationship between that head coach and Sirianni.
College roommates
yes.
and teammates.
That
you know,
counts
yeah.
for a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
No, it really could.
Yeah.
But by the way, speaking of that head coach, his name is Jason Candle. Bad name, but whatever. His
oh
name's
God.
Jason Candle.
Joe,
right?
I'm with you. It's a
horrible,
horrible name. Jason Candle is
Jason
terrible.
Candle.
Awful.
You know, Candle... This might be the first time I actually agree with you. Like,
yeah.
Candle seems
it's horrible.
Like such a weak concept.
It's horrible.
It's made out of, it's so flimsy. Like, it's wax. Like, you could just,
yeah.
with your hand,
yeah.
smush it in half.
Like, you're Sam
very
Candle.
Easily.
Sam Candle. Like, who wants that?
It is, yeah, it's all not right. strong.
Well, this guy's Jason Candle. He is a really good friend of Nick Sirianni. He talked about Quinion Mitchell's work ethic.
Man, oh man, a guy that's a first round draft pick. He's on a top 30 visit. He gets a 6 a.m. flight. He's back in Detroit at, you know, whatever time, 8 o'clock, and he's in his car and he's here to be in a workout and he's right there running with the guys that he played college football with. You can't make that up, and then you can't script that, and nobody's telling him to do that. His agent's not telling him to do that. I'm not telling him to do that. That's just who this guy is each and every day. And once you make light to that story, that's pretty much all they really ask about, because that speaks to the character of the young man.
I'll tell you one thing. That's how you
that.
Talk a player up. Yeah. John, do you remember in the history of our show, the college head coach we had on, it was either before or after the Eagles drafted him.
I think it was after, and that's why it was, you know, even more.
TCU's coach,
yeah.
Patterson,
Gary Patterson,
had nothing complimentary to say about Jalen Reagor. It was unbelievable.
That's amazing.
It was wild.
It was wild.
It was
yeah. It was wild.
It was crazy. I brought it up yesterday on my pod with Elliot because I was yeah. like so – I still remember
did
how
Eagles
shocked we were.
Did the not talk to him?
I think,
look,
don't know.
He was proven right. He didn't want to come on here. He put his, you know, his
right.
name on the line. He's like, I'm going to be real with you guys. Like, my guy already got drafted. I'm going to say what's real. And
which
he did.
Which is unusual from this standpoint. When a team gets a first-round draft pick, it's a boost to the –
Recruiting
program.
That's
yeah,
exactly
for sure.
right.
Can
right,
I say one thing real
yeah.
quick about the kid Xavion?
Yep.
What I read about him, you know, he wound up at Toledo because he didn't get recruited by the big schools because he literally photobombed the social media account of one of the coaches
wow.
at Toledo, and that's how he wound up there.
There are some crazy stories. You know, the craziest of all time. You know, John Dorenbos' story, right?
Yes.
Dorenbos
the best.
Created a,
yeah.
a fake video. He had someone else.
Yes.
Long snapping, and then sent it out, and he landed a gig. He landed a gig in college as a long snapper, even though he wasn't the one in the video doing the long snapping. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Is remarkable.
Yes. It is.
Just everything about
it. Yeah. I'll give you one more that the story of Pepe Sanchez coming to Temple. So John Chaney had gotten a 5-minute grainy video of Pepe Sanchez playing, I guess in South America, I think it was. And Pepe Sanchez did not take a shot. Did not take a shot in the video. And John Chaney's thing was, that's a floor general. That's a guy who knows how to pass the ball and lead. I want that guy to be my point guard. Pretty cool. Really is very
favorite
cool.
Pepe moment when he was at the free throw line.
Yeah.
And hit the shot and
fell
down onto the floor. It was why I lost my mind.
All right, let's go to Gary in Vineland, New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
Hammer. Rhea. My daughter's at her first Penn relay.
Nice. It's fun.
Sorry, Hammer. I just assumed you didn't do that.
Gary, by the way, so is John's daughter today, making her Penn relay debut.
Yes, she is.
Very cool.
Tremendous.
I'm so excited for her. Like,
good for you, buddy.
I can't believe it.
Someday I'll make mine.
That's a huge deal, man. It's been going on forever.
Yeah.
What a tradition.
That's right.
Yeah. Why are we shocked about Dornbos? The guy's a magician.
Yeah, but that's next level, man.
Yes, it
a
is.
Fake video? I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Talk a sleight of hand, sleight of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pulled one over on the world.
Incredible. What do you got here, Gary?
So, I want to see the Embiid that said we're going to win actually win.
Yeah, like, that's right.
It's go time now, or I don't know what. Like, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, this is it. This is put up or shut up.
Sure is.
He has done it. You're painted into a corner, and you're gonna win tonight, or it's over.
Yeah, it would be a big problem. Gary, give me an answer. Fly on the wall. What meeting do you want to be at?
I want to be at the meeting that we got half of the country for less than 3 cents an acre, the Louisiana Purchase.
Louisiana Purchase. That's interesting.
Pretty good.
I wonder if it was a meeting or they just sent over a piece of paper and said, you want to sign this? And then, you know, the French are like, yeah.
What do we care? What do we care?
We'll take the 15 mil. I don't know if it was a meeting. Probably was. Who the heck knows? All right, let's do a little life advice with the Hammer. You know, the craziest thing about the Louisiana Purchase might not be getting
it. Would have had to have been a meeting, Joe.
Well, I don't
know. Like, back then, they can't just have, like, phone calls or, well, I guess they could have letters.
Well, someone might have, a letter from Thomas Jefferson. I don't know. But here's the crazy thing. Is it just getting $15 million for a third of the country? It's that Thomas Jefferson had no legal standing to make that deal. Zero. And the crazy thing is, he was very not big government. Like, his whole thing was not having big government. Mm-hmm. And that's the old time big government power move where a president does something he has no legal authority to do.
Okay, so he didn't have legal authority to do it. So does it still stand up?
It does. In fact, we are not giving back New Orleans.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Although I will say,
like New Orleans.
I will say parts of Kansas and Nebraska and Missouri.
Yeah, I can have them.
You know, like St. Louis. Oh, by the way,
St. Louis.
Let me rip St. Louis.
Oh,
hold on,
I know where you're going. This is good work.
St. Louis is baseball heaven. It's baseball heaven. All right. So they have a good team for like 25, 30 years. Fans show up. Now their team stinks. Nobody's showing up in St. Louis. All right. Enough of the Cardinals fan being the freaking best fan in America. Enough. All right? A disgrace.
They just never had a losing team. They just kept winning. That's exactly right.
Correct.
It's a great point.
Well, now it's baseball hell.
Good.
You know what? Now it's just they're keeping it real.
No, it's what it always was normal.
Correct.
Normal.
Correct.
They're not any better than anyone else out there.
All right. Seltzer life advice. What does someone need help with today?
All right. We're going to help John out. Not that John. A different John.
Okay.
Hey, Hammer.
What?
My wife and I have a great relationship. There's one thing that's a bit of an issue for me.
There's more than one, but you only know of one. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, here it is. She hates being wrong.
She hates being wrong?
Wrong. Okay. To the point where it actually changes her mood for the worse in a big way. In some cases, it will ruin an evening. My problem is that I also like to be right. But when I am, I struggle with whether I should say it or not because I know that it will lead to her being in a bad mood. I've gotten to the point where I will just let it go most times because I know it's not worth how upset she gets. But man, it sucks always having to eat it. This is not some relationship ending type of thing. I could deal with it if I have to, but I would like to not have to deal with it. I've talked to her about it in the past, but nothing has ever come of it. Is there anything else I can do to help make this situation better in the future?
Well, fascinating question. A lot of people have been in that spot. I'll say this, and it's incredibly ironic. We just talked about Thomas Jefferson, because I read a Jefferson book years ago in which he actually talked. There was a quote where he talked about, don't always be the person in the meeting, even if you're right, who makes sure the other people in the room know you were right. Like, let other people sometimes arrive at the conclusion themselves. It's a way to not force it down people's throat. Not making that up. Jefferson talked about that. Not in those words, but that concept. So I would say, you know, heed the advice of Thomas Jefferson there. Now, look, don't get me wrong. If it drives you bananas, then, you know, pick your spots and bring it up from time to time. But if this is a tendency of hers where, you know, look, if you love her and this is something that's a defining characteristic and you want to stay with her, you're going to have to, for the most part, roll with it. Now, again, let me be clear. I'm not saying don't ever speak up. I'm not saying don't pick your spot from time to time. But for the most part, my man, do as Jefferson suggested and don't make her eat the loss. Just roll with the punches and let her kind of find her own way.
Yeah, you should feel you should be able to get this to the point, because it sounds like you love her, everything's yeah. good. You should be able to get to the point where you can talk about this openly, to where you can even laugh about it. Like, oh boy, I'm going to eat this one.
Maybe.
It's okay. Yeah, you can.
But it doesn't sound like she's wired
that way. Yeah,
it
doesn't sound like they're there.
She's not wired that way.
Might not be.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It would be great if you could get to the point where you talk about it, but eating it is not that big a deal in the meantime.
Look, I'll use this as my final salvo here. There was a great Phil Jackson commercial years ago. He goes into a restaurant to, like, pick up food, and there's a kid behind the counter who's being lippy. And the
Lippy.
I love that phrase. That's a great word.
And
it doesn't get used enough.
The boss, the store manager, turns to Phil Jackson without knowing that it's Phil Jackson, championship coach, and says to Phil Jackson, you just can't imagine the egos I have to deal with sometimes. and the joke, obviously, is for the audience, because Phil Jackson's dealing with Michael Jordan,
so good.
Scottie Pippen, Shaquille O'Neal,
Dennis
and Kobe
Rodman
Bryant.
Dennis Rodman in right? there, too.
Like, and the point is, you think Steve Kerr hasn't eaten a ton of stuff
it's a really good
through the years with Draymond Green and, you know. But, like, if you want to win with the best, sometimes you just got to roll with the punches. If you love her, my man, roll with the punches more than you'd want to. But roll with the punches. And that's a little life advice with the hammer.
It's pretty good advice.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes she sounds just annoying. Is what it is.
Let me ask you a question.
Hey, wow. Yeah, coming hot.
Has anyone else in human history ever tied together Thomas Jefferson, Phil Jackson, and Steve Kerr other than
the hammer?
Probably not. Draymond Green, Scottie Pippen, Kobe Bryant. I'm just saying. That's what I try to do. All right. that was an inappropriate pat on the back. But I got to tell
you. A little much, you know?
I got to tell you, I thought my advice was sound would be the baseline. I thought it was exceptional. All right. Ross Tucker, Ross's strategy for the Eagles, what it should be. We will get to that next, plus times yours as well, on an extremely busy Thursday. A big night tonight in Philadelphia Sports on 94 WIP.
After years of wear and tear, you've made the decision. It is time for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. You've talked to your doctor, and you've got a date set. The team at NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you. Did you know attending physical therapy before your replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery and movement post-surgery? And once you have your new replacement, you already know and trust NovaCare's physical therapist to help you fully heal. They are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management. Your joint replacement needs are unique. NovaCare's team will develop an individualized treatment plan to get you feeling strong and back to the things you love. You did not come to this decision lightly, so rely on the physical therapy provider you know and trust. Choose NovaCare to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after.
All Kyrie, this one also I've kind of ruined.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you don't know this person well enough, this is a very inappropriate song.
Huh.
Like, person just comes up to you on the street and's like, I want to touch your body. You know, like,
I've never had anybody walk up to the street right. and say that to me.
But
so.
I'm just saying, like, this, it doesn't sound to me like George Michael knows who he's talking about too well.
You got to have faith, Joe, that it's going to work out.
Well, that's the point.
True.
He's taking a leap of faith.
That's
and
right.
That's a hell of a risk right there. All
you
right.
really like to get into your lyrics.
Yeah, he does. You know, yeah.
It is
he likes
it
to
is.
Dissect the lyrics.
Yeah, there's. I got
I
a couple.
That's a powerful lyric. I guess
it's great,
it would be
but...
nice if I could touch your body. Like, you really boiled it down, George.
That's right. That's right.
I appreciate that I've never thought of it in those words exactly. Like, that's why I like it.
Well, I like
you
it too,
to
but
dislike.
No, I think it's great. I'm just saying, you know,
man,
standards have changed
stuff.
Over the last 40 years. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, Armin, your Corvette headquarters. ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes. Together, let's drive. All right, poll question, which interests you more tonight? Is it the Eagles with the NFL draft or the Sixers with Game 3 versus the Knicks? John, I have the poll results. Where do you think people voted?
This is really tough.
This is tough. I will admit, this is a tough one.
I'm going to say the Eagles get a slight edge here, like 57%. Say
you're good.
You're really good, you're dude. Good. I would have guessed Sixers. I would have.
It's 62% Eagles. Well played by
really
you, John.
Really good job,
very
John.
Well. Speaking of the Eagles, Ross Tucker weighed in on our show earlier this week, and we talked about basically what should Howie do. I mean, let's just break it down. What should he do in the first round? Here's what Ross said. What should Howie Roseman's strategy be specifically in the first round?
Well, obviously, and you know this, that's always hard to say depending on how they come off the board. I think that if one of the guys that we all would be so fired up if they got, one of the top two corners or one of the three offensive linemen that could start at guard and then play tackle, Latham, Fuaga, and Fatanu, if one of those five players is within striking distance, I think we would like to see, I would like to see how he pounce.
Hey,
kind of like he did with Jalen Carter, you know, kind of like he did with Jordan Davis, even Devontae Smith, right, where they jumped ahead of the Giants.
Yeah, me
if
too.
If one of those five guys is there, I don't know, Joe, if it's, or John, if it's 15,
you're saying cornerbacks
16, something like
that. Are Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those five guys, those three offensive linemen that can kind of do double duty, or one of those two corners, and they went up and they got one. You know, I really don't care that much what they would give up. They have 2 second-round picks. But if they were able to move up and get one of those players,
yeah,
I'd be really excited, feeling like they killed two birds with one stone.
Now, that was Ross. And I think by the two birds with one stone, he's referring to short-term and long-term. You know, he's saying you can play plug and play, but also
position of need. And
that, well, that's true as well. Exactly
best
right.
Player available.
So, so notice he did not mention Nate Wiggins, the cornerback from Clemson, who, or whom, is perhaps the player they would be most likely to draft if they stay at 22. Okay, the most likely to draft if they stay at 22 could be the Clemson corner Nate Wiggins, who's very talented as a cover guy, but Daniel Jeremiah pointed out
a
couple weeks ago. That's right.
He's got a guy who doesn't want to tackle people.
Yep. Daniel Jeremiah pointed out a few weeks ago a major deficiency that John just alluded to. Here's Jeremiah on the problem with Wiggins.
You know, my theory on it is you know, when McVay kind of took over this league and Shanahan took over this league, and then their tree expanded massively, reduced splits, bringing corners into run fits more so than they've ever been before. And you can't hide those guys anymore, man. And they're just going to leave him unblocked. You're going to make him the force player, and it's a nightmare. So to me, I've pushed those guys down a little bit, those pure cover corners that I didn't trust to be able to get guys on the ground. And I'm not talking about being a trained killer in there and knocking
sure.
the guy's mouthpiece out. I'm just get him on the ground. I don't care how you do it, but just find a way to get him on the ground. So that was my hang up with him as a player.
John, if we reconvene tomorrow morning, which we will, God willing, and we start the show at 6 a.m. saying the Eagles have selected Nate Wiggins with the 22nd pick, a very viable possibility. What do you sense your reaction will
be? Yeah, I'll be a little disappointed.
There are other players that I would prefer.
Yep.
But you know,
but you get to keep that second round pick. You know. Yeah, you know.
Yes. I'm okay with it. He's very talented, and they certainly have done their due diligence. They've dug in.
Yeah.
They must like a lot more about him than just the way that he plays. Like I have been talking about with Terry and Arnold.
Right.
I like his attitude as much as I like the X's and O's on film. That's a big part of this.
I will say
they've
this, though.
They've met these players. They know them a lot better than we do.
They do, but we have met Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. We are Philadelphia. We're Philadelphians. I know this about us, and I mean millions of us. We do not like a cornerback who doesn't want to tackle. We
you
don't.
Think?
We don't.
It's a problem.
It drives me freaking nuts. It's like, dude, you're being paid millions of dollars. I know it's not your, you know, specialty, but freaking stick your nose in there. All right, let's go.
Wiggins would have a hard time.
I mean, in this town, seriously, it might be easier in freaking San Diego, which is now L.A., which is San Diego, which is a different
team.
By
the way, the L.A. Rams just released their house that they're drafting from.
Yep.
It's a $16 million mansion overlooking the Pacific with a bar and a massive pool. So you're going to see that all night.
That's irritating.
It's very irritating.
I don't like that.
Whoa, hold up. Why is that irritating? Like, who cares?
Because we don't have it.
Reminds me of two things. Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, well,
his draft.
And Jerry on the yacht.
And
is
Jerry,
that
and Jerry on the yacht. Enough. Right, enough. Gary in South Philadelphia.
I said, just get back in your car, man.
Not Gary in South Philadelphia. Let's get to Ron in Pottstown. Hello, Ron.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, team. I don't want the Eagles to move up. I don't want to lose that second pick in the second round because we need bodies. The guy that I would go with, and he's going to be there, is Kool-Aid McGinstry.
He will probably be there. That's right.
Yeah, and he's as good as any corner around. I was worried about his speed during the year, but he ran a 4.440.
Yeah.
And he's a great tackler.
That's with an injury.
Yeah, with an injury, right. He's a great tackler. He's been proven. I don't think you can go wrong with him. And in the second round, they need bodies. And the guy that I love, as I said to you before, is that Devontae Sweat, the baby brother of Josh. You got to watch him on tape. You just got to watch him. We were ran on continually last year. You're not going to run on that kid. You're just not going to run on him. He can do the job. And again, you get another tackle in the second round, so you can fill two needs there in the second round.
Well, they got a lot of options with all that there, Ron. All right, Ron, give me an answer, a meeting you wish you were at.
The meeting with Truman and his generals, and they decided to drop the bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give it to you. It was sort of almost referenced earlier, but not exactly. We referenced earlier the meeting when Truman found out he had the bomb. But you're saying when Truman makes a decision to, you know, let's unleash the bomb. All right. Technically a different answer. Let's get to yeah, go ahead.
His point is an interesting one, though. Tavondre Sweat, Josh yep. Sweat, brother from Texas, went yep. to Texas, a D-tackle that, you know, we need D-tackles
sure.
just like we need every other position. This would be later in the draft. We know that Howie likes the interconnectedness.
So he's thicker.
Teams.
He's thicker than Josh Sweat, right? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, he's 6'4" and a half.
He better be
366.
How was that guy, Josh Sweat's brother?
Don't know.
I mean, Jerry, what's going on there?
He's just a little huskier than
I
Josh.
Would say. So
one thing about Kool-Aid that we haven't talked about, yeah. he started as a true freshman at Alabama. Nice. I mean, that I like that. You know, if they take Kool-Aid McKinstry, like, that's the kind of thing I want to hear.
That tickle you, Jay?
That's like, that doesn't tickle
player.
You, Joe, that yeah. the guy started as a freshman, a true freshman in Alabama?
Yeah,
like,
I wish he was a top 10 pick then.
Yeah. No, Jones
yes.
fracture.
No,
he was the top-ranked cornerback
I'm
prior
joking.
To the injury, all that.
Yes.
So I'm just saying.
It is a good sign. All right, let's go to Rashid Westchester. Rashid, good morning, buddy.
Joe, good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You know, I start to like you, Joe.
You start to like me or you stop
a little bit, he said.
No, yeah. I start to like you because I'm an angular guy.
Well, thank you, sir.
I know. Yeah, I know. So you're doing good. You know, you just need some improvement in the other stuff. But
what other stuff?
I like this. Good. Yeah.
What stuff
he needs
do I need?
Improvement in.
I mean, like
the Heine stuff.
No, huh? The hammer.
The
Heine,
the bidet, and all that.
No, the bragging, you know, I'm number one, I'm the hammer, blah, blah, blah. You know
who's my man? Me!
No. Listen, the Sixers are going to win, so they'd be fine, okay? And for the Eagles, I agree with, I hate to say that, but I agree with Mad Mike. You know, I don't trust Howie. I don't trust Jalen anyway. So let's see. And for the James, I trust
Howie more than you do. You don't trust Jalen now?
No. Jalen is not the guy. I'm telling you. Okay. I'm telling you. I mean, we're gonna be talking hopefully whatever, you know, like next year, the following year. But Jalen is not gonna give us the championship anyway. So James, that Cowboys, the dome. What did I win? How many?
Look, I wouldn't get a dome. I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just presenting a point about the dome. But
well
I would
played.
Not. I would not get a dome. All right.
Well
I'm not
played,
in on
sir.
The dome.
All right, Rasheed, give me an answer. A meeting
okay,
you wish you're at.
I have the winner. What? I think I have the winner. I want to be inside the room with Howie, Lurie, and Doc Peterson. What happened?
Oh,
you know, that's a good one, but I think the better one is Chip Kelly getting fired. I got to tell you, I that's the room I would have loved when Lurie just smacked down Chip and said, get out of my building.
I would have liked to be in the room with this team this year in the locker room.
Oh, my God, you're
right.
How
about that?
Yeah, that might not be one moment, one meeting, but yeah. I get your point. By the way, let's go from one Rasheed, that last caller Rasheed, to another Rasheed. Rasheed Wallace weighing in this week about, I mean, Tobias Harris is just driving us bananas. He's driving us nuts. They need more from him. And Rasheed, of course, is a Philadelphian, and he's literally wearing a Phillies hat when he says this. Here's Rasheed very fired up on what the Sixers are getting and, frankly, not getting from Tobias Harris.
I can blame Tobias with his though. Yeah, and if you listen to here, we mad with you too, dog. You got to step that the up. Yo, you getting all that bread. Yo, we need more than 5 for 12 for 10 points.
Hey, he had 10 points on 4 for 11 shooting.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, same. 4 for 11, 5 for 12.
For
same,
posterity,
same. But
he was 4 for 11.
Look, listen, but we need more than that from him. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is, here's the whole key how you step up, right? It's not a matter of, okay, I had a bad shooting game tonight, so now I got to go out here game two and prove that I can shoot. And now you might shoot horrendous again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, you got to make that difference within the game.
You know, I got to tell you, Tobias, at least as of now, is going out with a whimper in Philly sports. I mean, he's got anywhere between 2 games and 20 games to turn around his legacy. But the way it's going right now, it's drifting.
Turn around his legacy.
It's drifting in a bad way. It really is. All right, coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute's time. Ted, time's yours.
The hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They'll contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET and lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before summer without any shots. Visit njdiet.com.
All right, Times, you are sponsored by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now at the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Times, Jules.
Phillies day game, 76ers playoff game, NFL draft tonight. I'm calling off of work tomorrow. Let's get pickled.
Well, that's one way to go about it. Reminder to everyone listening, Phillies today at 1 o'clock here on WIP, and when it is over, draft coverage starts, and obviously we'll mix in some Sixers coverage as well. Big night in Philly sports. We'll have it covered wall-to-wall for many hours to come.
Hey, Embiid's guaranteeing the Sixers win, but he hasn't jumped very much at all in the first two games of the series. In game three, is he going to all of a sudden start jumping and trying to get rebounds? There's no way. I think the Knicks are going to sweep the Sixers. Five's yours.
Well, we'll see.
I don't
think they're going to sweep them either.
I think the Sixers are going to show up tonight.
But his point, but I'll say this, his point is a good one. Like, can oh my,
wow.
Wow. That was the all-time.
What was that? That
hurt my throat. That hurt the throat.
What
all right, hold
happened,
on. Hold
man?
On. Let me clear my throat. All right. Yeah. So, that was outrageous.
When Jeez. Can we hear that again?
Seltzer's trying to play the sounder. Let me clear my throat. So we'll see if you will, Ken.
Let me clear my throat.
Is that a drop of the year finalist?
Without doubt.
Like,
I need to
put
hear it
right
again.
Yeah.
All right, let's get through Time's Yours so James can do it all quickly. Go ahead, James.
Sixers, I need you to come out motivated with fire in your eyes tonight, and I need you to show the Knicks why they are the real seventh seed and you are the real second seed by kicking their candy asses. Let's go, Sixers!
You're ready. I like it.
I hate New York. I hate New York. I hate New York. Go Sixers, four straight.
I hope so, my man. And with that, Time's Yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get a call in here while James is scurrying trying to get that audio. And James, turn that music off. Let's get to Tim in Philadelphia. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing? All right, I was wondering, what do you think of the Eagles picking up a linebacker?
Not tonight.
No?
I mean,
yeah,
no.
Tonight. The first round is probably not going to happen. I would probably bet against that.
I mean, technically, Tim, it could be an edge rush linebacker. So just the Hassan Reddick type is not impossible. But if you're talking, you know.
The inside off the ball type linebacker, yeah. Maybe day two or three.
Right, exactly.
But that would be the earlier.
All right, Tim, we got to start turning too quickly here, my man. Give me a meeting you wish you were at.
All right, when they were bargaining with Judas Iscariot about the third, how much they were going to give him.
You got it, Tim. Again, back to the Bible on that one. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. Tom, give me a meeting you wish you were at.
The O.J. jury deliberation.
Wow, that's interesting, too.
Oh, man.
That's really interesting. I like that one. Let's go to Bam. Bam, give me a meeting.
Yo, what's going on? How you doing?
Good, buddy. I need a meeting.
All right, a meeting with Meek Mills and Robert Kraft on getting out of jail.
That's another one
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. Now, before we do that, voice crack. Seltzer, you have it?
I do.
Is it as bad as I think it is?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
All right,
I just cut it very quickly.
Let's find out. But his point, but I'll say this, his point is a good one. Like, can oh my.
What? Oh my God.
Can That's really bad. Seltzer, one more time. Can oh my.
Joe, what the heck was
it stopped
that?
Working. The voice stopped. The voice broke.
Oh, my voice broke.
The voice broke.
It did.
You know why your voice breaks?
Wow.
When you scream the hammer.
I know. Well, but this normally it's you
the
know,
hammer!
That's on replay. All right. So let's come up with a winning answer here. The OJ jury is a very worthy thing to consider. I think we generally move off the Bible reference. We have some good Bible references.
Last Supper was really good.
It is, but, you know, it's
we don't go Bible.
Yeah, we don't generally go Bible. Not everyone.
I like the O.J. answer. That might have been the best one.
I thought the O.J. one was good.
O.J. is good.
Truman's great.
Situation room with Bin Laden, whether to, you know, not with Bin Laden, but whether to go get Bin Laden, knowing that it was a risk. I thought the Beatles breakup was very interesting. Might have happened on the phone. Candidly, I'm not sure exactly how it went down. Kraft and Belichick, I thought, was a great answer. You know, their breakup. What are we going with here?
I like the OJ.
I do, too. Yeah. I think it's OJ.
I like that answer, too. I think it's great. John, let's go with it.
I feel strongly about Last Supper. I know where
yeah, you're
up. OJ
it,
is good.
Yeah, Tom with the winning answer on that. All right, speaking of answers, we'll get our answer from the 76ers tonight of whether they win game three and can close it at, you know, close out a game, not a series, a game, whether Joel can look different in the process. And again, he's played great for a lot of chunks, but hasn't been able to close strong. Let's just remember, as we wrap up today's show, what Joel said earlier this week. I mean, he put it out there. This is what he said after they lost game two.
How do you try to bounce back as you guys
head home and try to turn this thing around.
We're good. We're going to win this series. We're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team.
All right, Joel, you said it. Go do it.
We'll be better, watching, man.
The better team.
We'll
man.
Be watching Joel. We'll, yeah, be it. That's right. We'll be watching Howie Roseman. Enjoy it all. Plus the Phillies this afternoon. We'll talk about it all tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, they're up next on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.